From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Governor John Hickenlooper called for bipartisanship in yesterday's State of the State address at a time when he's come under fire for a plan that would turn a hospital provider fee into an enterprise fund. Hickenlooper said in his address that it would help keep more money in the state's coffers.
If we can't make this very reasonable change, like many already allowed under Tabor, then what choice do we have but to re-examine Tabor?
Democrats applaud the plan, but many Republicans say it would violate the state's constitution. In his address, the governor also announced plans to create a national cybersecurity center in Colorado Springs that will conduct research, training, and development. Under the plan, the center would be housed at the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. The Colorado Supreme Court has dismissed a case of a convict who was freed after being mistakenly released from a 98-year sentence decades early and then reformed his life. The judges said the case was improperly filed and 37-year-old Rene Lima Marin should ask a lower court to consider whether he should be released. And new fines could be imposed for park users in El Paso County for allowing dogs to roam off-leash. The county's Parks Advisory Board voted unanimously to recommend a $50 fine if park users violate the leash laws in county parks. Currently, there is no penalty. The issue arose after a goat herder contracted to help manage noxious weeds at Bear Creek Regional Park left early with complaints of harassment of the goats by off-leash dogs. The commissioners are expected to consider the measure in March. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.